So for this exercise, I invite you to get yourself into a comfortable position, ideally sitting upright in a chair, but feel free to modify that, and ideally in a quiet place where you're unlikely to be interrupted. If you are sitting upright, then gently press your feet into the floor and straighten your spine and let your shoulders drop. And either close your eyes or fix them on a spot, perhaps a spot on the floor or on the wall, and see if you can tap into a sense of genuine curiosity. Remember, as a child, you were so curious about the world, so eager to learn. See if you can bring that curiosity to this experience. And with genuine curiosity, take a moment to notice how you are sitting. Notice the position of your body, where your arms are, where your legs are, what your hands are touching, what your feet are touching, the position of your spine. And whether your eyes are open or closed, notice what you can see. Notice what you can hear. Notice what you can smell and taste, or the sensations in your nose and mouth. Notice how you're breathing, whether your breath is rapid or slow, whether it's shallow or deep. Quickly scan your body from head to toe and just notice any feelings or sensations. Notice any areas of tightness or tension. Notice any emotions or feelings. And notice what your mind is doing right now. Is it whirring or still? Is it chattering away or has it gone silent? So there is a part of you that can notice everything. A part of you that can notice everything that you see, hear, touch, taste, smell, think, feel, or do in any moment. And this part of you is what I call the noticing self, or the observing self. And you don't have to call it that, you can call it anything you like, but in this program, I'll be calling it mostly the noticing self. And for this exercise, you're going to use this part of you. You're going to use this noticing self to step back and watch your thoughts, or listen to your thoughts, or notice your thoughts coming and going without getting caught up in them. So what I'd like you to do next is to simply notice your thoughts. Notice the thoughts that are arising, appearing. If your mind is very silent, if your thoughts stop, that's okay. Just notice the silence, notice the absence of thoughts. It won't be long before your mind starts talking again. And when thoughts start appearing, see if you can get a sense of what they sound like. See if you can hear your thoughts as a voice in your head, as spoken words. Really notice the sound of them. Notice the pronunciation. Notice what those words are like. Also, see if you can locate those thoughts almost as a voice in your head. Get a sense of where in your head that voice is. Is it at the front or at the back of your head, in the top or in the bottom? Or is it just all the way throughout your head that the thoughts just kind of reverberate throughout? It may help you to almost imagine your thoughts as if they're coming from a radio, and get a sense of where that radio is and where the thoughts are being broadcast from. And the idea is to really hear your thoughts, hear the sound of them, hear the speed of them, and notice the pronunciation and the volume and the pitch, and notice the emotion in those thoughts as your mind speaks them. What you're aiming to do here is get a sense of your mind as a storyteller, as a commentator. Notice that it's always speaking, it's always saying things. So see if you can notice the words, notice them coming and going. Your mind says something, and then it says something else, and then it says something else. Just keep noticing the words, noticing how they come and go. They appear and they disappear. Now, from time to time, you'll get hooked by those words. You'll get pulled into your thoughts and you'll lose track of this exercise. You'll lose track of what you're supposed to be doing. That's completely natural and normal. The moment you realize you've gotten hooked by your thoughts and lost track of the exercise, acknowledge it. Acknowledge you just got hooked and then come back to being the noticer or observer of your thoughts. Come back to simply noticing with curiosity the thoughts that are arising. Come back to hearing them, listening to them, noticing your thoughts as words. See if you can notice where those thoughts are located or where that voice in your head is speaking from. Whenever we hear anything, it always has a location in space. See if you can locate where those thoughts are. Can you notice the speed of those thoughts, the speed of those words? How quickly are they being spoken? Can you notice the volume and the pitch? Can you notice the emotion in those words? Can you notice how they're changing all the time? Words pop up and words disappear. If your mind goes silent, then notice the silence. It won't last for long. Again and again, you'll get hooked by your thoughts, pulled out of the exercise, and the moment you realize this has happened, acknowledge it, and then come back to noticing your thoughts, listening to them, noticing what they sound like, noticing what your mind is saying. Now, as this exercise continues, the feelings and sensations in your body will change. You may notice some pleasant feelings, calmness and relaxation. You may notice some unpleasant feelings, frustration, boredom, impatience, or anxiety. And the aim is to allow those feelings to be there. Don't try to change them or control them. This is not a relaxation technique. If you're feeling frustrated or irritated or bored, that's absolutely fine. Just let the feelings be there and continue to notice your thoughts. Listen to the sound of your own mind. And if a difficult feeling is present, try silently naming it. Say to yourself, I'm noticing frustration, or I'm having a feeling of boredom, or here is anxiety. And as you silently name these feelings, hear those thoughts in your head. Hear your own inner voice silently naming what you're feeling. Keep noticing the silence or noticing the sounds of your thoughts, noticing that voice in your head. Noticing how the thoughts come and go, changing all the time. So we're nearing the end of the exercise. And take a moment to recognize two parts of you at play here. There's a part of you that's thinking, that's creating the thoughts, that voice in your head, that mind that keeps on saying stuff. I like to call that part of you the mind or the thinking self. And there's another part of you that's noticing these thoughts. It's a part of you that notices the silence, or notice the thoughts come and go, or notices your mind speaking. And that part of you I like to call the noticing self or the observing self. Now, these aren't really separate parts of you. That's just a way of speaking. Let's just see for the last few moments of this exercise if you can really inhabit that space of the noticing self. Use your noticing self part to really now, with openness and curiosity, really notice your thinking self, your mind talking, saying things. Notice the words in your head. Notice the volume and the speed. If possible, notice the location where they're coming from. Notice them changing all the time. Notice the silences in between the words. The moment you realize you've got hooked and pulled out of the exercise, acknowledge it, unhook yourself, and start again. There goes your mind chattering, speaking, talking. There go your thoughts, popping up and disappearing. And there's a part of you noticing them all. Let's now use this noticing self to end the exercise. So open your eyes, look around the room, notice what you can see. Open your ears, notice what you can hear. Breathe in the air, notice what you can smell and taste or the sensations in your nose and mouth. Come back into your body, move your arms and legs around, have a stretch, have a move. Notice your body moving and stretching. So notice what thoughts are popping up for you. Notice what you're feeling in your body. Notice what you're doing. There's a part of you in there that can notice everything.